I'm going back now to the early 60s, probably about 63, when as a 13 or 14 year old, I used to help on the bread round on a Saturday on a regular basis. And just like to give you some idea of a typical day, how it worked on a bread round back in those days. So, like I say, a typical Saturday would be, I set off from home, which was about 3 miles from the bakery. So I cycled to the bakery to start work at about 8 o'clock in the morning. Once I was at the bakery, our first job would be to load up the van ready for the delivery for that day. Just make sure everything was on there and everything was baked and ready to go. And we only used a medium-sized van, nothing out of the ordinary. And the bread would be arranged either on wooden trays, obviously in different sort of categories depending on the style of the loaf. You also had the baskets to put the bread in to take it to the doorsteps, because we're talking about delivering to shops and doorsteps as well. So that took roughly about an hour. So you were ready to start your delivery about 9 o'clock in the morning. First part of the morning was delivery mainly to shops, because obviously people wanted the bread as early as possible to start selling to customers, etc., for resale. So we had a set route, obviously. We went and delivered the bulk bread to these delivery points, which would take roughly an hour and a half. And then once that was done, we'd have to go back to the bakery to reload, ready for the late morning, afternoon, early evening doorstep deliveries. So, as I say, back to the depot, load everything up ready. And obviously, this time you'd be putting more things on. It wouldn't just be bread, it would be cakes and other products that we thought we could sell on the doorstep. So we then left the depot again about 12 o'clock midday, and off we go delivering to all parts of Gloucester, sort of centre of Gloucester more to start with, and then we gradually work our way out. And I remember we eventually finished up in Huckercote, and probably our last delivery was around about 7 o'clock at night. So you can imagine it was a long day. And of course, being a Saturday, you weren't just delivering stuff, you were also collecting money as well, either for that day or for the week in some cases. So there was a lot of cash handling. There was no credit cards in those days. So it was quite hard, but very interesting and enjoyable. Just to give you a bit more detail about what we carried with us, I've already mentioned in passing, but you had bread, cakes. They were often made up fancy cakes in a cardboard box, about a dozen varieties. That was quite a good seller for people. And then you had the other things like fruit bread, we'll say, current loaves, we'll say, that sort of thing. Very early stages of sliced bread, because obviously sliced bread was only just coming in then. And you would only have medium or thin slice. There was no thick sliced in those days. So it was, you know, that was quite basic on the sliced bread, but you also had all the fresh bread, which people use more those days. And of course, people didn't have refrigeration quite so much then, so they would be buying on a more regular basis and using things up quite quickly, you know.